Now, is this a sort of camp that you and the archaeology division there have run across before?
No, we've never worked on a Penobscot or a Passamaquoddy camp of this 20th century time period. This lawn is all graded. You can see the difference in the scale with fill. So the only way to tell whether there's anything under here is to dig a hole with a shovel and screen the dirt.
And one can tell the changing soil types, I suppose.
Yeah, in a fairly short period of time, you'll be able to tell whether it's all been scraped off or whether there's any original soil level left. For example, this brown sandy loam looks like it's till that's been brought in here and spread around just to make the lawn good.
Now, looking at, say, this little ravine cutting in here,
uh-huh.
does this look like it's fill in that?
It looks like we're standing on fill. It looks like that's probably natural soil there. See the
irregularity of it?
Yeah.
It's way along.
Uh-huh. If you were to get permission to dig here,
mm-hmm.
part of what we do is hop over the fence and dig a couple, three test pits out in that little triangular knoll that sticks out there. That looks like it's more or less intact soil.
And of course, as you say, before doing any digs, one has to get a little more explicit permission.
Explicit landowner's permission to dig holes in the ground. The dirt all goes back in the holes, but still you're
interrupting
it there. So your informant who told you about this said this little grassy stretch right here was...
Yeah, they were right by the road, right in this area. He said at least this half, where your truck is parked over. There was a frame housing that they're basically teepees. You call them teepees. I have to assume it's indeed what he meant.
It might have been canvas covered. Either conical teepees or frame, gable-end frame canvas tents. It can be kind of fun if a couple of professional archaeologists crew mixed in with teachers and students work. Shake the screen and look at the artifacts and screen. It gets boring really quickly if you're not finding anything.
Mm.
But if you are finding good historic trash, pipe pipes and nails and crockery and glass, they have to wear gloves. Everybody wears gloves because of the glass. But actually, let's walk along to the dam.
Okay.
Poke around here and look at the shed, and then go back there and look at that over there.
So now we're looking at the top of the ravine on the church side of the ravine. So this would be more signs of fill, or is this just laid on top? It's old screening.
That detect was legally required as a silt fence when there's construction. So that was probably on the surface when they did the latest round on the parking lot there.
Examining the lip, the edge there. So what are you looking at there then?
I've got a canning jar, that's early 20th century. Canning jar top, burned clinkers, coal, some glass that I don't recognize, and a piece of a yellow ware of some kind that I don't recognize. I'm going to have to check with a historic archaeologist, experts. This is all downslope from the edge of the parking lot, on the edge of the stream, and it's a layer of mixed fill at the top foot or so of the soil that's been pushed downhill or has slid downhill from where that parking lot is up there. And this is the best bet we've got to find evidence of the and it's going to be underneath whatever, if they put fill in here and grade it out to the edge of it.
And as we know, that could take place in another month or two.
If there is an intact site up there under the lawn.
A little screw top medicinal jar of some kind. This is a trash dump.
This place is loaded with a broken crockery and glass. It's coming down the slope right up here, see? This is shelled, I think. Yep, clam shell.
How about this?
There we go, that's a milk jar. Or something similar. Pickle jar makes there.
Huh. And as typical, when one breaks a milk jar, over the side it goes.
Out the door. seen confirmed your what you've heard, that spot, this spot up here is the...
is likely where the encampment would have been.
Where the encampment was, because this is definitely a load of trash from some kind of a domestic house, living structure kind of situation.
Of course, and just scrape the surface here.
Look, we just, I looked at what, a square yard of soil here? We must have 30 or 40 pieces of broken crockery and glass compared with nothing or very little for the rest of this gully. So this is where it's at. They can put some dirt in on that side and sort of stop where they get to this edge rather than pushing it all the way. I don't know whether the church wants this leveled out or what. I can talk, I'll talk to the town manager, but if they can sort of go easy with the bulldozing on this side, that'll be good.
It gives them more time, to examine the area.
The closer you get to the road, the more you're going to find...
Yeah.
Look at that.
You ever seen one of those?
That's the top of a cannon jar. That's a glass cannon
jar.
Oh.
And this looks like it was the top of some sort of medical, or shaving cream, or goodness knows what.
Yeah.
You say this may well have been the slump over from being bulldozed out from that side.
More likely, this is a trash dump. It's just over the slope, and it's never been filled or otherwise.
Oh, so presumably then, as one dug down, you would get older trash. And
so that road's been there a while.
Yes, yeah. It was the way to get to the Samoset Resort in the 19th century.
Right. So there would have been a this side and a that side of the road for a long, long time.
Mm.
And it looks to me like there's pretty good confirmation that most of the camping was on that side.
Mm.
There may have been some people over here just to get away from the throng, but they were here for the tourist season.
You're taking a look at both sides of the road. Very quick preliminary snapshot type looks, and got a great deal more trash type artifacts on the other side.
In the early 20th century, late 1800s, early 1900s, looks like the south side of Waldo Avenue next to the stream is where most of the material was dumped.
The sort of items that you've located, what do they consist of?
Well, there's some pipes, smoking pipe, tobacco pipes, mason jars, plenty of crockery, household crockery, and cookingware, bean pots, and lots of glass fragments from small bottles of various kinds.
So it could give a bit of a snapshot of how people were living back then.
Definitely gives a snapshot of what they were breaking and throwing out.
Now those small jars seem to be a fair number of those in a quick look. But those struck you as medicinal sort of jars, the ones with the narrow necks on them?
Yeah, it's common to find lots of little glass jars full of medicinal jars all over any 19th century farmstead that you look at. You're going to find some of those. People are, instead of going to the drugstore and buying some brand name cold medicine off the shelf, they go buy a bottle of the medicinal medicine and drink that instead.
Sure.
It was before the FDA got involved in controlling what went into drugs. If we had an opportunity to collect a large sample of material from a dig over on that side of the road, we'd basically get a huge sample of what was part of the summer, what was brought here for summer campsite and then thrown out when people broke it.
Now, is this a sort of camp that you and the archaeology division there have run across before?
No, we've never worked on a Penobscot or a Passamaquoddy camp of this 20th century time period. There's just been a very good study done in Bar Harbor of Native summer camping in Bar Harbor. It was done for the National Park Service. There's a big report out on that. Harold Prince and Bunny McBride are the authors, and it's worth seeing if you can't get your hands on that. But we haven't ever actually dug on one of these sites. And, of course, we'd ask the Penobscot Tribal Historic Preservation Office to be involved if we did. So,
Looks like a fairly promising site for this sort of resource.
Well, yes, but the question is whether... I think it could probably be filled over with a shallow amount of fill, and actually that would help to protect it.
Well, as long as...
Because it's letting it slump back into the stream. Because we got to get funding by the field people who do archaeology for my agency get their pay is all project pay. There's no source of I get paid by the state legislature, so
there's no per diem or things for coming out with these type of trips.
There'd be mileage and they'd have to get reimbursed for their payroll for the time that they're here. That's all.
Has there been any actual cuts as a result of the latest budget efforts or budget things going on in
We haven't heard yet.